This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Abdul Carter's agent Drew Rosenhaus told Adam Schefter of ESPN that the stress reaction in Carter's foot is healing, has improved since it was checked, and will not require surgery. How could the news affect the draft? Will it affect the Bears?
Well, Dr. Rosenhaus did put that out there yesterday, that everything was going to be fine with Abdul Carter. I would want to see the medicals. I would still want to have my own team doctors give a very thorough examination of Abdul Carter to know whether or not he would be a candidate for surgery. How long will this stress reaction in his foot linger? Is it something that's going to go away? Or will it require surgery and a screw inserted in his foot? These are big questions. If there are no concerns, then he will be one of the top three players selected. That could affect the Bears in a couple different ways. If it is the Giants, then they will still they will take him off the board. But you wonder how many quarterbacks will be affected by that if they take Abdul Carter at three rather than a quarterback. And if they take him at three, does that mean the Browns took a quarterback? The way that this all affects the Bears is obviously at 10, you would like for there to be one quarterback taken. If there's one quarterback taken before you draft, you wonder if your pick will be up for auction if you're Ryan Poles. So someone will come down and trade up to get to put themselves in a position to draft the second quarterback. If there are two quarterbacks taken ahead, then you're probably in a very enviable spot. If there's three, you're in a perfect spot. Abdul Carter going third to the Giants would mean that there's less likely to have a chance of there being three. Jackson Dart wouldn't ascend that high. And you're probably right, business as usual. So it does have effect on the Bears. Abdul Carter, to me, is the most pivotal player in the first round because of the first 10 picks being all affected by where he goes. And he also could have the highest ceiling of any player drafted, provided he stays healthy.
David, I thought you put it excellent there, Dr. Rosenhaus telling Adam Schefter. I mean, it's just, you know, classic representation, right, of a guy. I was of the opinion, and we talked about this once or twice, probably either in the pick six or the extra point, that unless the foot was really, really bad in the medicals, I think even like surgery and a pin being placed in, I'm not saying I would have wanted the Bears to have done this. I still believe he would have been picked before the Bears picked at 10. Now, it might have been 7 or 8. Somebody might have come up, but I still think he was going top 10. My concern now for the Bears and how this all plays out on, what is it, the 24th, so 2 weeks from yesterday is the NFL draft up in Green Bay, is that I'm worried there might only be one quarterback selected before the 10th pick, which means that, you know, better position. The Bears are not in need of a quarterback. I think that's what we know, that they're not taking a quarterback at 10. That they're not going to do that. But if only one quarterback goes, and that would be with the number one pick, all of a sudden one of those best available players, it's a notch down. Now, best case scenario is somebody does move up for the quarterback, plural, and all of a sudden three quarterbacks go in the top nine, and now all of a sudden the Bulls are, or the Bears rather, are sitting in kind of a catbird seat, if you will, and then they just have to make the right pick.
I love this kind of stuff. I love kind of playing fantasy football with it, because one of the things that could happen, Dustin, if a quarterback isn't taken and there is only one off the board, like one of the teams that passed on a quarterback, let's say at three, might be willing to try to trade up and get one at 10. And if there's a run on the bank where a bunch of teams are kind of in that position, then all of a sudden you're going to get something of value. And you might be able to move down, still get a really good player. And then the strength of the draft is in those middle rounds. You pick up an extra pick there, you might get someone who could really help your team. So we'll see how that works out. I think that as far as just the Abdul Carter news is concerned, I think he's going to go before the Bears pick, one way or another. I don't think he's going to last till 10. And so I think that that's probably a guy that when you put this stuff together, you say, well, this guy can fall provided they take him and they take him. So as long as he's taken, then you don't really, there's not a really strong decision to have to make. But I'm always interested in how the quarterbacks are evaluated, because there are definitely, the value of the position is so high that those guys tend to be overdrafted. And since you don't need one, I'm all for the idea of three of them going in the first 10. And that just drops a better player to you that you would definitely take there. But I don't know that, I don't know how they feel about a trade down. It makes sense to me. Still get a pretty good player, but we'll have to see how it turns out. I the more quarterbacks taken early in a draft, the better it is for a team that took one last year. That's kind of my take on it. And I don't think Abdul Carter will be there. If he was, it'd be a miracle. But I think somebody will take a chance with him, and I think that he'll be gone too. So that's how it impacts the Bears. It's another guy perhaps moving toward them. And I really hope they get a good player. And I will say again, I'm not done with the line of scrimmage. I want them to continue to take players on the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. That's it.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.